Hi, this is Dave O'Meara, and this is 5x5 for Tuesday, March 13th, 2007. The fundamental theorem that free writing with intense feeling will lead you somewhere. Intense feeling being either the grimace or amusement, the smile. And oh, fuck. Right side grimace produces swear words.
Are worth looking at because they're so well composed and have nice contrast ranges and other graphic properties that are solid. And they've got this interesting tension between movement and stillness. So at this early part of his review, Schwabsky seems to be throwing out one first principle and then tossing out an alternative, a rival first
principle. Even the poverty
and
the Bahia Street,
what I'm saying
Bahia
is that in the early part
that separate room and office, and which I've walked so often, they already seem to me to have achieved a fixity beyond that of mere irreparability.
One understands such an intention to be
fixity beyond
not
mere
artistic autonomy,
that provoking me.
Control.
It isn't just
what monsters have in spades.
That provoking
continues on from my frequent feelings. And ever since reading Schwabsky's review, which I must say right away at the beginning, I basically agree with, even though I'm arguing with it, a lot of what I do in 5x5 is sort of argue between the lines of something I've read. And even though I might agree with the structure of the argument, sometimes just a phrase or so will start re-arguing it. And I think this is a process.
That's crazy, obsessive devotion to what one does. Not good. Not good at all. To break through one the smile, the grimace. We begin with the latter. There is nothing that amuses me right now.
And I was wondering, how could anybody possibly have taken these if they didn't have the budget of a Hollywood movie to clear out an underpass in the middle of the night and arrange a car there so that it looks like it crashed exactly, would cost, you know, the budget of a Hollywood movie. And so I did a web search and it turns out that Arnold Obermacht
reference and metaphor
was and the ways in which your object relates to other things in the world, whether as symbols, as manufactured items, as commodities, as products, as pure images or whatever. And in fact, you know,
Darwin or
Schwabsky does come around to this
college
point
education
in this
tossing out
includes
as a sort of class barrier.
The use of said references being code for having had a certain background, a certain opportunities, a certain shared sophistication. But I must say that I'm enjoying it, even though it challenges me, alternately challenges and bores me. Oh, I get that. Oh, come on, move faster.
Sousa describes
what?
Vieira as saying, I perceive the singularity of the ordinary, and I am a poet.
And this is the one that
the
says,
kind of soul that amongst the Greeks produced the intellectual age of poetry. But there are also moments, like now, when I feel too oppressed
to limit
aware
an outsider like
to be conscious of
to a kind of formalist savantism. In other words, that his images are worth looking at because they're so well composed and have nice contrast ranges and other graphic properties that are solid. And they've got this interesting tension between movement and stillness. So, at this early part of his review, Schwabsky seems to be throwing out one first principle, and they're almost like they're the relics of an imperfect future that, you know, this was designed to be this beautiful accident-free place, and it was an accident. So anyway, this guy took these pictures for an entire career as a cop, apparently, from 1948 to 1990, and after that, his son got him to publish them in a book, which was followed by
some other theme than that of its own generation. Thank goodness, he says, that he will never use this, never type this or read it into a microphone. Oh, well, he might read it into a microphone, but he won't save the audio file, won't put it into a mix, won't post the mix on the internet in the form of a podcast. No, this is just a preparatory exercise. Get the meta discourse out of your system.